Hello, everyone. Today I'm sitting down with my friends Kristen and Leslie from the podcast Gavel and Gossip. It's been so awesome and interesting launching podcasts within a couple months of each other. We've been able to discuss the shows, share tips, complain, laugh together at the different experiences we've had. That got me thinking, why not have them on the show to discuss their journey? Let's get this thing started. Welcome to the show, Kristen and Leslie. Super excited to have you on. How are you ladies doing today?
Hi, thanks for having us. Doing well.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Just want to start off with, how's your podcast going so far?
It's going well. It's going. You know, we're recording episodes.
Yeah, I would say the same. It's, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Yeah, just starting off. So we're moving forward slowly, but it is moving, and it's been a lot of fun.
How do you think yours is going so far?
I mean, we've only done 9 episodes, but I think overall pretty good. I do think most of our listeners are Kristen's friends and family, though.
That's hilarious.
That's a good way to start, though. You can never complain having people listen.
That's true. And the people that have been listening have been liking it, which is nice. It's been going good. It's been fun to do it together with, like, my best friend, so that's been really fun. And yeah, like Leslie said, we've only done 9 episodes so far, so we are like learning a lot, but we're starting to get in the groove of things, so that's been really nice. The first couple ones were really fun, but we were like, had no idea what we were doing.
Learning experiences, let me tell you. I was similar in that regard. I was very nervous when I started. First one probably wasn't the best. Wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Same.
But yeah, it's awesome getting it going, and that's the first step in the process, right? Getting it going. So
just trying something new, and it's like it's been fun texting you and talking with you about the podcast going, and like, hey, what do you do for this? Did you come across this, or like, this has been hard, or whatever? So that's been fun too.
Kristen's helped me out a lot, and I also try to utilize her marketing knowledge for the social media, because that's not my strong point, but I think you guys have a really good one going.
Thanks. We actually just posted a video on TikTok, and it got 27,000 views.
Holy smokes.
Just a couple days ago about the Karen Reed one. I was like blown away. I kept texting Leslie every couple hours. I'm like, We're at 6,000. Oh my gosh, we're at 8,000. We're at 12,000. So we're at like...
I was like, we have to post this. Everybody's going to be like, what the heck?
Yeah, it was great.
That's so cool. When did you open your TikTok account?
Leslie set it up when we started the podcast, but then I downloaded the app TikTok because I never had it before. But then Leslie was very excited because she sends me TikToks all the time, and I couldn't ever watch them because I didn't have TikTok. So she's like, you have TikTok now? I can send you other stuff. Yeah.
I need to get a TikTok account. Wow, that is amazing.
27,000 views. Hopefully,
and
we
I
got...
do think it led to people watching, because that episode more people went and watched.
Yeah, it's true. The episode that, because then I started replying to the people on TikTok and was like, if you're interested, it was about the Karen Reed trial, you know, mm-hmm. and wrote a link to our episode. And now that episode, we've done 9 episodes, and that was our last one we released, and it's jumped up to number like 4 spot of however many listeners.
That's awesome. I really enjoyed that episode. So anybody who's listening that has not checked that episode out, it is really good. I had no idea about the Karen Reed case, and you got me addicted to it.
That was a fun one. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was fun.
And the trial,
we were
just
genuinely obsessed.
We were like, Leslie and I just watched the trial and genuinely just like text each other all day, every day about it. And we're like, let's just jump on the podcast and talk about it. We have to.
I really like that little addition to your gossip corner.
The gossip corner, yeah, where we decided we're just going to jump on and talk about things we're watching, books we're reading, just whatever we want to talk about, instead of like the more researched cases that we typically do.
So it's a little more low key and relaxed versus your in-depth research based episodes.
Yeah, it's more like, this is Kristen and Leslie's friendship and this is what they do. So come join along.
So whose idea was it to start this podcast?
It was mine. It was Leslie's. It was mine. I'm a lawyer, and I am bored a lot with being a lawyer, and I wanted to do something more fun with my knowledge. And I was reading a lot about the Blake Lively case.
Okay.
Like Justin Baldoni, that was really popular, and people were getting a lot of things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, like, explain to people why they were wrong. And when I would do it online, people would just downvote me.
You're like,
even though I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm a lawyer. I know what I'm talking about. Stop
yeah.
it.
I promise. This is wrong.
That's what how it started. And I texted Kristen, let's do a podcast where I explain to you legal concepts like I do when we text all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a great idea. And when did this idea start?
Just a few months ago. I mean, we pretty much stopped on doing it right after I texted her. That was on Kristen. She's
the
one who really, yeah.
That was like February around. You were like, hey, want to do a podcast? And I was like, mm-hmm. sure, let's do it. And then we released our first episode. That was like the end of February. And then we like released our first episode April 2nd.
In April.
So we moved quickly.
Insanely fast.
So fast. But like, just jump in with both feet and let's just do it.
A little too fast.
Yeah.
Like our first episode, I did not know how to edit.
Well, I mean, neither did I.
Well, we had put the release date out of April 2nd for our first episode and she got it up because obviously we didn't know what we were doing and we definitely did it too fast, which would be something I would change a little bit. But also we learned a lot. She finally got it up because Leslie does the editing and got it up at like 11:50 p.m. that night. So we were like, it technically is on this day.
Amazing. Well, congratulations for launching it. I mean, I've really enjoyed listening to it. Sitting here, I'm flabbergasted that you guys just did it so fast because my podcast idea started probably a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like no one really wanted to put a date down to sit down with me. People were getting, they said they would be on it, and then when I said I'm ready to record, they backed out. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of a little challenge doing that. But then I think it must have been April or maybe May where Kristen posted on Facebook that she was starting a podcast, and I was sitting at swim lessons watching Harper, and I'm like, I'm going to text her. I'm going to see what they're doing. You know, we just started going back and forth talking about it, and she, after all these questions I had, she's probably like, wow, he might know a lot about this, and I don't know why he would. And she's like, are you going to start a podcast? And I was like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. So Dave's daughter and my oldest son are in the same school in the same grade. So we're neighbors, and that's how we know each other.
Yep, and they were inseparable for
the kids.
Like, what, six months?
Yeah, they were like best little buddies. I'm sure they'll have phases all through high school.
Yeah, so I told her I was recording, I want to say it was the end of April. Yeah, it was the end of April, and I didn't release mine until June.
Yeah, you just released. You've only had like a couple out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Three episodes, fourth one's coming out. Again, I was like, what editing do you guys do? She's like, I don't know. That's Leslie's job.
I'm like, I know it's through this application, but Leslie does all of that and she does a great job. She's learned a lot. She was like, I'm getting so good at editing. I'm going to put it on my resume. This is really hard. I remember you texting me that.
Yeah. They figured out like the tricks. It took a long, like our first episode took, well, we overdid it because we recorded like 6 hours of content, not knowing how long it was going to be.
Yes.
And not knowing how to edit. It just took so long.
6 hours of editing alone, just six hours of content. That equals probably 8 to 10 hours of editing.
Yeah, and at the time for my very first episode, it was probably double that.
Yeah, exactly.
We did a practice episode, right?
We did,
but it didn't help the editing as much as I thought it might. Like learning how to do it.
I just found that out that you guys did a practice episode, and I honestly thought that was a great idea and why I didn't practice interviewing like my wife or my parents or something, just to kind of get that flowing. So that was good on you guys.
Well, yeah, that was a good idea.
It did take us a while to figure out how to sound natural.
It did.
We were good at the actual podcast part, but the part where we're like acting like friends, it took a while to figure out how to make that sound natural.
It's still, yeah, we only just figured it out like a couple episodes ago, which is so funny. I guess we're just more, we feel more comfortable like reading things that are fact and going through our research. But then like we've been friends for 17 years. So for us to not sound natural was so weird in general, because we are so natural with each other all the time.
We literally talk every day.
All day, every day. And so we were just like, hey, so what are you doing this weekend? Like, it was just so awkward. So we finally like got it down. But that took even longer than just the regular podcast stuff, which was hilarious.
And I think it really showed through in that Karen Reed episode.
Thanks.
You guys definitely seemed more relaxed. And
yeah, that's more our like canter, you know?
Yep. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. When you were starting this, how did you come up with the name?
I thought that was you, right, Kristen?
Yeah, I think...
We went back and forth on everything so much.
We
the
did.
Name, the logo, the music, the color, everything. It was intense.
It was intense. We used AI a little bit to get different ideas and words and names. And then, like, my husband was throwing some out too, and so like Leslie and I are just texting, what do you think about this, and then we had like a top three at some point. And then yeah, Gavel and Gossip, I don't know if that was like, I thought it was AI maybe, but maybe not, I don't even quite remember. But I remember as soon as that one was text, we were both like, that's it. Like, we just knew as soon as we heard that one, we're like, that's my favorite, love it. I love the GG too.
Yeah, you did like that.
It reminds me of Gossip Girl, and I just loved that show way back when.
That's a throwback.
Like, ridiculous. But I was like, oh,
really,
it's like Gigi.
The ampersand, but we couldn't, because, like, you can't do it on Instagram. You can't do it on any of the social media. So we had to use the and. And yes. We didn't like that, I remember.
Yeah, because I love the ampersand. I use ampersand all the time when I'm texting. I, like, love that. I don't know why.
And, I mean, I the name I love. The logo's really cool. I know you said you wanted to maybe change it a little bit.
Yeah, so we had one, and then it was like we were trying to update it, and we were, I think, releasing like the next day or something. So we needed, or no, we had already released the episode, and so
we posted it.
We posted the logo, and it was misspelled. So it was like, it had, in the Gossip, it had three S's.
And I've shown it to so many people and nobody noticed it.
Not one person. We showed it to both of us, so many people. Not one person told us. And we had like posted our first episode. And it was like, oh shit, there's an extra S. So I just went on Canva really quick and sort of like recreated a similar looking one. I'm like, give me an hour. Let me just do this for 1 hour. And so that's what we have now as our logo. So maybe at some point we'll go back and revisit it. I don't think it's like a top priority now. It's good enough. It's cute. It definitely suits what we do. I love the colors.
I like the color.
I love the color. It pops.
Yeah, I was going to say the color really draws you into it.
You like definitely are looking twice at it. Like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah, that was.
And we wanted it to look girly.
Yeah, we wanted it to be girly and feminine sort of and fun. So I made it really quickly, but yeah, maybe at some point we'll revisit it. I don't know. That was like,
but I like it.
I like it. I love the color and I love the name.
Check and check.
Yeah.
I think the name is probably one of the most difficult things. And for you, it works extremely well. And it explains what you're talking about as well.
Yeah. So. Well, initially we had like martini glasses instead of the gavel in our Gossip. And then or in the loco in our Gossip. Oh, my gosh. That was part of the Gossip part? Yeah,
I followed.
And I had...
Me too. I thought it was normal.
Yeah. And then I had some people be like, are you like... Is it one of those shows where you're like drinking with each other and talking? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I don't know about that. And then I was getting self-conscious. I'm like, you know what? The gavel's perfect and it just works better anyway. So we took that out.
It's so funny how people can change your perception of your good idea.
Sometimes you see some, or they see something that you don't.
Correct. Sorry, we got a dog.
Sorry, let me get Luna out of here. Lay down.
Before, I would have been like, oh my God, how am I going to deal with this? Oh my God, I know it. Well, you just edit it out.
Lay down. We do that all the time. Well, she always says, because she's an attorney, she'll be like, strike that. Always. It just comes out.
All right, so your show is currently audio only, although I guess you're making a little bit of video with the TikToks. Are you thinking of adding a video feature in the future?
Yes. Yeah, so we
do record video. We just never post it.
Yeah, we've recorded video a couple times, and then just with like our busy schedules and learning a lot about the podcast world, we just haven't had time to edit through them and then pull one. But that is sort of like the next thing on the list that we want to do for some of our upcoming episodes. We can pull a little clip, even like 20 seconds or something, just to post as a teaser or whatever. But we have recorded our video, I don't know, like 3 or 4 times.
But we record it every time. It records the video every time.
Because we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
Got it.
So do you plan on like releasing maybe the YouTube portion of it and making the video part, or do you not want to do that because it's just you guys looking at each other?
I think we'd be open to it moving forward. I don't know that that's something like a whole YouTube channel for it at this point, but I think at least getting some clips and then moving slowly into that direction. So maybe after some time, but yeah, I think we'd love to do that at some point for sure.
And then, yeah, mine's audio only as well. And it's been very interesting because some people said they would not have been on the podcast if they would have had to be on video. And
really?
I thought that was very strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can understand that. It's just like an added pressure.
I guess you have to look good too.
You have to look good, and then your mannerisms, or if you do something weird. I mean, there's been like a couple
it's
times.
It's hard enough listening to yourself back over and over again.
And then you have to edit that section too.
That's a good point. Adds a little pressure on the editor as well.
Yeah,
Leslie.
it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot to do.
Exactly. Leslie, you had mentioned listening to yourself and listening to your own voice. Yeah. How was that when you first started?
My own voice doesn't bother me, but I do notice my own verbal like tics and Kristen's because I'm listening to her too and editing her. So I do notice the things that we say a lot, and it is funny like hearing it that way.
I agree with that. I cringe sometimes at what I say, and I'm like, oh, how do I edit this out? How do I figure it out?
Yeah.
There was one
like that's gotta go. We sound dumb.
There was one time I actually had to try to inserted a new comment that I made, and I could totally tell it did not fit. But I asked a couple people, and they didn't notice it. So I was like,
"Oh, that's cool."
I did okay, but yeah, it was so bad. I had to take it out.
You're like, I can't listen. I can't put this out there.
Exactly. Now, you guys living on opposite sides of the country, does that make things difficult for recording?
Timing-wise, this is the time difference it can.
Yeah, just the timing-wise, I feel like we're both pretty flexible, and we both enjoy doing this. And we love, recording is us hanging out together, and so we don't get to do that often. Our schedules are both really busy, and then she's 2 hours, I'm 2 hours ahead. So that can be hard at times, you know. I have 2 small kids, so a lot of times if we're recording on a weeknight, I'm putting them to bed and then recording like into the night. But I enjoy it, and I enjoy hanging out with her. So we make it work. I don't think we've had any issues. Yeah, it has been really fun.
Although we were initially going to try to put out one every week. So we were like, okay, let's do every other week. And then that was too much. We're like, we'll just put them out when we can.
Yeah.
Schedule.
We're just going to take
a wedge on me. I couldn't do it.
It is a lot. I was thinking one a week as well. And at the beginning, because I had that 2-month gap between when I started and when I released, I was like, oh, yeah. I can get all these episodes recorded. It'll be good. The work got in the way. Schedules changed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not falling behind, but I feel like I'm falling behind. So I think after I'll get the 8th one out, so 2 months of every week, and then I just have to take a break because my work just is forcing us back 5 days a week into the office. So will not have time.
No, and it takes much time. Yeah, and then it's like, you know, Leslie being an attorney, I know sometimes she's preparing for a trial, or, you know, if my husband's out of town for work or whatever, it's impossible for us to try. And a lot of times we are recording a couple hours at a time.
We do a lot of research.
We do a lot.
I read all the trial documents, all the transcripts. So one of our podcasts, there were like thousands and thousands of pages, and we don't know that going in. Where we're like, let's do this episode.
Yeah, like the Robert De Niro one. We're like, let's do Robert De Niro.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yep, I knew it, because that ended up being four parts, and we had no idea that we had that much content. Yeah. But like, there were so many so transcripts. Much. Leslie literally read thousands of court documents for that one.
I was going to ask some questions about that later, but let's touch on that now. Now while we're talking about it, each one of these episodes, you have to do, I'm sure, a lot of research. What is like the most amount of documents or pages that you've read for one of your episodes?
By far the Robert De Niro case, because we did from beginning to end, and there were deposition transcripts available for like multiple people, and each of those are 500 pages. I read all of those. Then there was also trial transcripts. I read all of those. That was probably 10,000 pages of documents.
Yeah.
So much.
You must be a super fast reader.
I mean, it is what I do for a living, so that does help, like knowing where to look, what to look for. But that also really was overwhelming. Like opening one of the deposition transcripts and it was like 521 pages. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I remember like we were gonna go record one of them one time and you were like, mm-hmm. But can we push it back like 2 hours? I still have like 500 pages to read. And I'm like, of course. Because yeah. Leslie does all of the legal research. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. And the complaints and the motions and the judge's orders. And so we're doing a ton of, especially Leslie.
I like it. It's fun. But
yeah.
Yeah. That one was just a lot of documents and pages and research.
And I want to say, out of all the stuff from that episode, my favorite thing is the fact that Robert De Niro is called Bobby.
I know. I said the same thing. I'm like, we were both like, Bobby? So who's funny. Bob?
I don't know what...
That was a fun episode.
I don't know what I was doing, but I was listening to it and I was like, I have to text Kristen right now.
Yeah, he did. It was. I think all the episodes we've done have been really fun and they've been interesting cases. And also, Leslie not only is reading through all these documents for them, a lot of times she's finding legal other cases or teaching us something legal about whatever topic we're talking about. And I think that's
the goal, yeah.
To actually like teach these different concepts of law. And so she's doing all of that too, which is super cool. And I feel like I'm in like Law 101 with her recording. So that's been really fun. But it's a ton of research.
It has been interesting to learn some of those aspects. And I also texted you about this other question. During depositions, and this is what killed me when I was listening to the episode, how often are people lying under oath in those depositions?
Literally every time I've taken a deposition, somebody lied.
Isn't that crazy?
My own clients included. Like, I will tell them, don't say this, and then they still say it, and it's a lie.
And how often do people go after these people going under depositions for lying? Is that not common?
So, when you say go after, if you mean, like, legally or criminally for perjury, no, that's never going to happen. Because it doesn't really matter, and you can't prove that they knowingly lied versus made a mistake. But using it against their credibility, that definitely happens.
Okay. Yeah, I meant legally, because in my, like, when I was talking to Kristen about it, I was like, these people willingly go up there, lie, know that there are repercussions for lying under oath, but just do it anyways and don't care.
No, and
because nothing really is going to happen.
That's crazy.
There's something crazy, but on your average case that I do on a day-to-day basis, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good takeaway there. All right, now I'm going to back up to kind of you guys coming up to your, you know.
We just go on tangents. This is just how we roll.
Oh, yeah. No, that's.
jumping all over the place.
I love it. Yeah, no, that's the way it should be. But how did you guys choose, like, your equipment and your, I know you guys use Riverside app. How did you figure out what to use? Did you do any research? Did you just say, oh, this looks easy, boom, I'm buying it?
Leslie did all that research, too.
Kristen was thinking she didn't have a laptop. She only had a cell phone, and I only had a laptop. So we were, like, trying to find ways to work with that difference. Mm-hmm. But then ultimately she ended up with a laptop as well. So I just got her like the same things that I use. So we have the same exact microphone and headphones. But for research, like, yeah, I did some research, but I didn't really know what I was doing. I sort of just was like, this isn't super expensive, so I'll get these ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we still have a list. Like, we have notes that we share with each other on our phones. Yeah. And so we still have a list of all the other different types. If we ever decided we wanted mm-hmm. to change it up or whatever, the research is done. We would just need to go back and look at it.
We do make money ever from our podcast. The first thing we're buying are new headphones because they hurt our ears so bad.
They're so tight. Yeah, every time we're done recording, and again, sometimes we're recording for like 3 or 4 hours, you know? And so we're done and we're
the
like.
The first hour, we're just chit chatting.
A lot of times, yeah. We get on and we're talking, catching up with our day. And then by the time we're done, we're like, we also chit chat at the end too a lot, and we're like, okay, I gotta take these off, we'll just text, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh man, get maybe Christmas or birthday.
Yeah, totally, right?
So when you guys are like, before you get into your episodes, are you doing anything? Do you have like a routine that you guys use to warm up, or do you just jump right in or chit chat a little bit like you said before?
That's a good question. Yeah, we chit-chat a little and catch up. I think it relaxes us for a minute. And it's like, mm-hmm. hi, we're just best friends, just chatting. It's good. We text a lot, so we communicate a lot about these episodes. And so I think by the time we're ready to go, like any of my – okay, so how it works is she's doing all the legal research, and then that's all new information for me. And we've set it up that way, so I'm learning along with the audience. Mm-hmm. But any research that I'm doing, I email to her ahead of time. So she sort of knows like the stuff that I've looked at or that I'm going to say. And then we'll be like, oh, hey, I found this in one of the legal documents. Maybe like do a little bit more research on this, which I would have mm-hmm. not known to look further into that. But as far as like recording, when we're like all set up and it's recording, like we just kind of go. We look at each other and we're like, are we ready? I guess let's just do it. Right?
Is why it sounds so awkward the first few.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get... As everyone says, right? Practice makes perfect. And the first one, you're just, in my case anyways, I was so nervous and I did not actively listen like mm-hmm. at all. I was sticking to like what I wanted to discuss. And I was like, oh man, that was a painful kind of move from one question to the other. But I mean.
You only get better exactly. with time. Yeah.
The worst
yours
one's
is
already
a little
done.
Harder because it's just us, like, and I'm directing it. Like, I have an outline, and I know where we're going. You don't really have as much control over your recordings as I do.
Right, and you're with different people all the time. Like, we know mm-hmm. each other's vibe, and, like, we already have this relationship set yeah. up, so that makes it easier, too. Or we'll just, like, pause. We'll be like, or say something stupid, and then, like, strike that, or whatever. And if we need a break, we'll be like, let's just take 5 minutes. So we'll take breaks yeah. in between and stuff, too. Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, grab some water, or whatever.
Especially if we were recording for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of, well, proud may not be the right word, but last weekend I recorded, and I looked down, and it was like, over, it was 2 hours and 15 minutes, something like that.
Nice.
And I go, Kristen, I made it yeah. to 2 hours.
Yep.
But I hear you guys go for marathon.
Yeah, sometimes there's just so much information.
So getting into your first episode, like, were you guys able to sleep the night before? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Like, how are you guys feeling going into that first episode?
I was less nervous for recording it and more nervous for when we first posted it, I think. Because the recording is just like me and my friend talking about Taylor Swift, which is something we literally do all the time.
Because we're Swifties, yeah.
Yeah, posting it is like putting it out there. So that, I think, was a little bit more nervous about.
Yeah, I totally agree. I could like sleep fine. And we didn't do it super late at night, which was nice. Lately, we're doing them later at night just because schedules and my kids or whatever. So we had like so much long. We weren't on a time schedule. We're like, let's just do it and see what comes mm-hmm. out. But I remember afterwards, like my adrenaline was running and I'm like, I can't believe we just did that. And it was hard for me to fall asleep that night. I'm like, I can't believe we just recorded like a podcast episode that we will be releasing to the world. That is wild to think about.
And how?
And I also was frustrated with how hard it was to edit it because I didn't know what I was doing. So I was feeling more frustrated than anything by then. I was like, I just need to get this out. I can't do this anymore. I've been doing this for like 8 hours.
Yeah. And we had so many hours of that one that we weren't even thinking about like part one, part two. Like we just thought like it's going to be like an hour episode of a podcast. Like, yeah, right. Joke's on us. Two parts that are each like 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Great content, great information. We didn't know what we were doing, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I know. And how much pressure did you feel, Leslie, on the editing part? I know you kind of said, you know, you felt like you needed to just get it done and out. Like, did you feel a lot of pressure to get it done?
Well, because we had posted like the date of when we were going to air it. Mm-hmm. And I had edited the practice episode, which wasn't as hard. And I didn't know what I was doing. I hadn't really figured out how to do it. So if I could go back, I would want to re-edit it and post it again. But it's like our highest listened episode, so I don't want to take it down.
Yeah.
But like the editing is terrible because I literally did not know what I was doing. I wasn't doing it right. And once I figured out how to actually do it, it was a lot easier. But I was just, I didn't know what I was doing. I was frustrated.
Oh, I hear
you. Yeah, that took you a while. But also when she's editing, she's also fact-checking. So not only are we doing the research and fact-checking beforehand, she's also stopping and fact-checking stuff as she's editing. And I remember texting her, too, and being like, we're such close friends that I don't even think twice about you letting me sound stupid or whatever. Like, I'm so trust you, like, blindly trust you, which is awesome. And that's, like, such a cool way to feel about your partner in business, you know, where it's like you could just edit, do whatever sounds good. I know you're not going to make us sound stupid. I know you're going to like fact check it. And so that's really nice. She does a lot
of work. Except the Karen Reed ones. We don't fact check those.
Yeah, the gossip corner, we're not like fact checking like that. We're just chit chatting. That's just like our gossipy corner.
Much easier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I want to compliment you guys on your first episode because you chose a perfect case.
Thanks.
To grab people's attention.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift, you're going to grab a lot of people. So, you know, kudos on that.
That was the goal.
Yeah, that was the goal. And we're Swifties.
And it went all the way through trial.
Yeah, it was a perfect, like, anatomy of a lawsuit one. Actually, Leslie picked it out because she's like, after researching the legal stuff, she's like, this has so many different, like, all of the things you would need in a civil case. It's a perfect one to go through and explain. Mm-hmm. And then in future episodes, we can be like, if you want to know more about, you know, summary of judgment, you can go back and listen.
Summary judgment, yeah.
Listen
or
to
trial or whatever.
Right.
What did you learn from the first episode? Like, what did you learn from that? What was your big takeaway?
We had too much information.
When I Googled how long shortly is a 16-page outline and it said 1 hour, that was a lie.
So your notes are 16 pages?
Just the outline of like what
just
we were
just the outline.
Now I know why.
Now
it was
including
so
like the transcripts that we read. Yeah.
So it'll be like, pull up the, like in that line, pull up this transcript and read it. And that's like bullet point, you know?
Holy smokes. Wow.
But okay. You know, it's factual, right? You're going to listen to our podcast and you know, it's factual, you know, it's truth. And you know, a lot of research is done behind
deeply
the scenes.
Researched. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely. And I just want to also say about your first episode, you put in a little nugget in there that explained, hey guys, this is our first episode. Mm-hmm. Hang in there with us. I thought that was very clever and fun. whose idea was that?
Leslie said it. So, yeah, probably yours, Les.
Yeah. I think I just came. I don't think that was a plan. I think I was just like, I don't know how this is going to sound.
It wasn't a plan. She just said it, and we were both looking at each other, shaking our heads like, yes, that was great. Let's just keep doing
trying.
That. We're trying the best we can.
It was great. I honestly was going to borrow the idea, and then I was like, nah, I can't steal
it.
You totally can. Like, we're just humans trying something new. Bear with us. We're having fun. Come laugh with us. Cause
I'm always looking for new podcasts to listen to. You can never have enough content. So
yeah,
no competition from us.
Totally.
Cool. Cool. And were you happy with the outcome of that first episode?
Yeah.
Other than the editing aspect, which I wish I knew what I was doing. Yeah. I think it overall was good episode.
Yeah, especially for our first one. I thought we really did a nice job. Mm-hmm. I thought it flowed well. The information was great, relevant. The content was good. I thought it was great.
I got really excited when I found that one expert witness that had been excluded so we could be like secret stuff that wasn't in the trial.
That was so cool.
That's awesome. And Leslie, when you're editing, like, what are your priorities? I guess you kind of, Kristen kind of answered it, like, you're fact checking it. Are you working on taking off like awkward pauses, your, you know, are you trying to get all those out as well? Or do you, like, what are you doing? What are you looking for?
So, yeah, I definitely clean it up. Just say, you know, a lot. Kristen says, oh my God, a lot. So I do sort of search those and just make sure they're not like excessive at the end. I basically go through and just make sure it sounds like polished and professional. I cut things out that maybe don't really make sense or are a little, as I'm listening, I think people maybe aren't really going to understand what I'm saying. Like the legal aspect because I didn't explain it well or something. And then I finalize it and then I'll go through and listen to it one more time just to make sure it still makes sense after everything I've cut out.
That last time you listened to it, right? Because you're going to listen to it, you're editing it, then you're going to listen to it again. Do you listen to it at a faster speed, or are you still listening to
it? I do.
Okay.
Because I listen to all of my podcasts at 1.5. So I do listen to it at usually like 0.5 speed because one, I can just get it done a little bit faster, and two, like I can hear it how other people might listen to it.
And that's an interesting thing that I did not think of when I was doing my podcast. I talked to Kristen about this as well. I was like, have you ever listened to yourself at like faster speed? And she's like, no.
I still haven't. I need to, though. I honestly just don't listen to podcasts at a faster speed. I listen to books at a faster speed, but I should try that out.
It's different.
Kristen and I talk really fast.
We do.
Because I listen to all my podcasts at 1.5, and I have to put us to 1.2 because we're talking too fast.
I listen to all of them at 1.3. It doesn't matter like if they're talking fast or not. But it was funny when I accidentally started listening to it at regular speed. I'm like, what am I listening to?
It sounds so weird.
Yeah.
It's way different. I'm like, that's Kristen. But like, my brain didn't process it. It was so funny.
No, it does sound so different. Yeah. When I accidentally listened to mine, but I listened to my other ones at regular speed, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. I need to try that out. I should do that.
The first time listening to my own voice at 1.3, I was like, oh, who's that? So weird. All right, I got to find where I'm in the notes, so excuse me.
Real quick. No worries. Strike this. That's what I always say.
Yeah, strike this. Although, I will say, when I was doing my research and doing all this stuff, people will do, like, clickers when they want to cut something. If they're going to cut something, they'll click, and then they'll know.
Then you can find it in there.
You know it right away.
That's other stuff she cuts out. Like, we'll go on tangents about stuff or say stuff that maybe the public doesn't need to know, like our opinions about things. Yeah. And then we're like,
I'll talk about my own cases, but I cut that out because I'm like, yeah, I don't probably need to be talking about my actual cases.
Yeah.
She'll mention that makes
stuff
sense.
Like that.
Okay, I know where I'm at now. As I was talking to Kristen, I was asking her about the distribution. What hosting are you guys using? Because I was getting extremely frustrated. Kind of like you, I said, this podcast is going live tomorrow, and I didn't have my podcast hosting completed yet, and so I start clicking on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music to get it distributed, and Spotify was not going through, and I was kind of freaking out, and I asked what hosting you guys use, and she's like, we don't. How do you... Do you manually go
on?
Oh, you do? Okay. Who do you use for your hosting?
Oh, I thought you...
Spotify.
Oh, you use Spotify Creator?
We post to Spotify, and then we use the RSS link from Spotify to post everywhere else.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Got it. Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
Well, I knew we use Spotify, but I thought you manually, like, uploaded it to every other...
I mean, you do... So, yeah... You do have to do that the first time.
Oh, got it.
Right? So I've uploaded ours through Spotify too. For example, we just did Patreon, right?
Yes.
But then once you do that, it's linked. And now every time I post an episode, it's automatically uploaded to all of them. I don't have to individually go through and put an episode on each
platform. Oh, that makes it so much
easier. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a very frustrating thing to me, and there's so many of them to choose from.
Yeah.
What'd you end up going
with? I also Googled just like top, where do most people listen to podcasts, and then I just tried to make sure we were on those platforms.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I use RSS, which is like...
Yeah, that's what we do through the Spotify.
Like the original one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're all relatively the same. But the reason why I chose RSS versus like some of the other ones was because a lot of hosting, they'll say you get, whatever, 8 hours for this price and then 15 hours for this price and 35, you know, and I was just like, I don't know. I'm just going with this one.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like pick one. I don't know what's happening yet.
Yeah. Like count your listens and all that for you, and like
they
do that kind of breakdown.
They do, and I'm kind of
it does.
I'm kind of confused because I think some do get missed because some people will tell me, "Oh, I listened to it," and then I go through the analytics and I like don't see it on.
Yeah, I don't know how it works too. I've heard that too. Like I know for a fact that I'll post it and then listen to it immediately and it doesn't say any plays. So I'm like, what the heck? Like I know I listened to it.
Right.
Yeah. I've done that too where I've listened and then looked to see and I'm like, it hasn't counted mine yet. I already listened.
Yeah, so I don't really know how it works.
I do know they update at the end or at the start of every hour. So it isn't live. It takes an hour to update.
Why. Oh, okay.
That is something to look into.
We have like one listener in the UK and one listener in Poland.
We
so that's
do.
Fun.
Have they continually listened?
Well, there's another one in the UK. So if it's the same person,
because
that percentage went up. I think it was after the Karen Reed one. That was a big one for us. Mm-hmm. And it's just so relevant.
Yeah, that really was.
But I think it was
after
that's
why
we're
going to try to do more relevant ones now.
Yeah, we have a couple of fun, really current ones like in the works.
I don't know if they're fun per se.
That's a really true statement. They are current and popular and interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably trigger warnings.
Which leads perfectly into my next question. How do you decide what cases to discuss?
We have another notes app where we have a list of probably 20, do you think, Kristen? Ideas. So what I did is I came up with the legal concepts that I wanted, and then we found cases that would fit. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, definitely more than 20 cases, but yeah, maybe like 20 topics?
Concepts. So, like, harassment, or like, our next episode is going to be medical malpractice. That's one of the topics. Then we'll have like 3 or 4 cases to talk about. And depending on how much information there is in each case, we'll say, okay, we'll talk about all 4 cases or just 2. That's something we've learned to like sort of limit instead of just talking about everything.
Yeah. Kristen just showed me all the notes that are that you guys
scrolled
share.
A little. Yeah, that's just one. I think we have like 6 separate notes for different things, like a social media one, what to write, like the descriptions, the topics, the logistics. Like we have a bunch of different. But yeah, so then we'll just go through and be like, okay, we've done harassment. What do you want to do next? Let's look. Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to talk about? And we just like pick one.
And just
like we kind of did get in a disagreement because she wanted to do one and I was like, I just can't get my brain into that right now.
Yes, which is totally fair. So, but that we are going to do that one coming up.
I was going to say, how do you deal with a disagreement like that?
I don't know, just respect. And if you're not into it right now, then we'll just wait. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
I think we're both.
And I
like,
think Kristen she understands that I put a lot of time and effort into it. If my brain can't do it, then.
Yeah.
No,
it'd be fun for me.
I'd rather it be quality and fun for us and something that we're really going to be into. So, like, if that needs to wait a couple months or 6 months or next year or, like, whatever, then I'm, like, really flexible and easygoing. Leslie does a lot of the, like, legal work and a lot of the background and the editing. So if she just is not able to, especially with her job, she works so much. So times she's busier at work, like, that's why we're like, let's jump on and do a gossip corner. We'll just chit-chat. And it's not research.
Fun.
FYI, Kristen and I are in the same location, and Leslie is in California. So this is the first interview I've done in person.
Yes, me too, because I'm always doing it on the computer.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's actually kind of cool in the same place. Yeah, it is a little easier to tell when someone else is going to talk and that kind of thing. But
I think that's nice with us on the video. We can really I know I watch her talking the entire time. Like I'm not looking at anything else except for if I'm reading my notes or whatever. But Mm-hmm. We vibe off each other. Like, we'll look at each other and
oh, for sure,
whatever.
Yeah, I need to look into that a little bit. But I think, I don't know, just to get it off for me, it was, or get it off the ground, I should say, for me, it was just easier to just go.
Yeah, just do what works.
Exactly.
Adjust as mm-hmm, you go.
For sure.
Leslie, you were saying you do a lot of this research. You're a lawyer. How do you mm-hmm. juggle all of this and still find time to record?
Part of it is that it's fun, you know, so it's like not work, but also just Kristen being flexible. We're both flexible mm-hmm. and not having a set schedule for posting the podcast has been nice for me. Just putting them out when they're ready without telling people, oh, it's every Wednesday, really took a lot of pressure off.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
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 I can't wait to do that as well.
It's nice.
And it really does take pressure off. It really does.
And maybe one day we can get back to that, but like that is nowhere near the priority at this point. We're just having fun, releasing quality when we can get it out. And
it's still been pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's still been about every other week-ish.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks I was getting ready for trial, so I've been incredibly busy. But then I got the Karen Reed one out, which took a lot less time to plan and record, which was nice.
And edit. I think you edited that quick.
Mm-hmm.
That one surprised
me. All the you knows and likes.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll probably do more Gossip Corner ones when both of us are like at our limit in life.
I need to mm-hmm. I need to put the bell on your podcast because I was I was looking for it every Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And then all of a sudden it wasn't there. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go the next week. Yeah. And then we started talking. They're like, no, there's an episode right now. I'm like,
I know.
Listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's been like the only thing just maybe for our listeners where it's not consistent. But at this point, that's what we can do. And I think it's still worked out fine.
Oh, I think so as well.
And our episodes are long, or at least they have been, It's not like there's not a lot of content out there. Our episodes are all over an hour long.
Yeah. But it's like Kristen said, it's quality. So I have no problem. So. I have no problem listening to a long podcast. None at all. I know some people do, but I think, it's interesting. You don't have to listen to it all at one time. You can listen mm-hmm. to an hour, go do something else, come back and pick it right back up.
Yeah.
So I have a question on you guys do a lot of, like court transcripts and reading and stuff like that. How much do you have scripted or planned versus just, talking, free form?
So I have an outline where I know the legal things I want to talk about. I know where and when I want to read the transcripts. And then I've highlighted all of the transcripts that we're going to read. So I would say it's pretty organized. And mm-hmm. then, on the flip side, Kristen, I don't know exactly what she's going to say or the conversations she's going to bring up or what it's going to trigger for her. So that, I would say, is a little less scripted. Do you agree, Kristen?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like a lot of my part is like reactionary and learning and asking questions that I think of or other people would maybe think of. Mm-hmm.
The non-lawyer side.
Yeah, the non-lawyer side. But like the transcripts and stuff, as Leslie's going through them, she highlights what we're going to read and either it's relevant, interesting, or just like mm-hmm. like random. Like we've read a couple funny things that weren't really relevant, but we're like, that was interesting. So all that's already like highlighted. So by the time we're recording, she emails all that to me and it's like, just pull up this document. Mm-hmm. And we decided that for any of those transcripts, she's always going to be the attorney asking and I'm always going to be like mm-hmm. the witness answering.
Make it the voices easier to like know who's what.
Yeah, just keep it consistent. And then I think too, like she is a lawyer. So some things like I think it just works out better that way because even she'll be like reading it and be like, no, that was like a dumb question. Hold on. I can't believe this attorney asked it that way. And like, I wouldn't have known that.
What episode did you listen to the most and how many times did you listen to it?
I've only listened to every single one once. I've never listened to them again. But I know Leslie has in the editing process. Have you mm-hmm. outside of that process though?
I listened to all of them ultimately
three times because I listened to them once for the like slow editing part, again to make sure it makes sense, and then again once we post it to get the numbers up.
Yeah.
So I do listen to them a few.
I mean, I listen to it via Spotify after I release it too, just to ensure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah. That too.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird because I've gone through an episode and listened to it and be like, how did I miss that when I was editing? I haven't gone back to edit it. I can't even remember at this point what it was.
Mm-mm.
But
Mm-mm. Don't go back.
Yeah.
No, okay. But maybe we'll miss it next time.
Yeah.
Noted for next time. Yeah, exactly. Good point. Mm-hmm. And who does your social media?
Me, Kristen. I do the social media. Yeah. Leslie has enough on her plate with all of the other stuff and the editing and all the legal documents. So I handle all the social media. Every now and again, Leslie will jump on or contribute or be like, hey, should we post
that
this?
One thing.
Yeah. She.
I sent you the Proctor video from Karen Reed to post on TikTok that blew up because I was so angry at him.
Yeah.
I said, post this and tell everybody we hate him.
Yep, she did. tell them it's all in his eyes. Look at him. Yeah. Look at his eyes.
That's what I said.
It is, exactly.
She was like, well, I'll ask people what they think. Yeah. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah. So I do all that.
And what goes into your thought process in what you want to post?
It depends, because a lot of times I'm posting like teasers before we've even recorded sometimes, even though I know that we're going to record something. Or Leslie will read through the complaints and be like, hey, this image was in the complaint, and send it to me and be like, post that. So she'll send me some stuff that's in the complaints too. A lot of times I'll just post like, okay, this is like the case we're talking about. Picture of the person or the people, maybe if there's pictures in the complaint and something like relevant. If there is something relevant. And then that's sort of like a teaser, and then we'll record. And then if there's something else that comes out in the recording, then I'll try and like find something else. I try and make it so people want to listen. Like I posted something today. We're doing a medical malpractice one coming up. We already recorded it, so it'll be released soon. But like Julie Andrews is part of that.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, hey, did anybody know that she had surgery on her vocal cords? If you want to know more, like, I feel like that would be interesting to people, that I would be like, wow, I didn't even know she had surgery on her vocal cords or whatever. So stuff like that, just trying to make it relevant or whatever the case we're talking about.
The other thing that you have to kind of like deal with is writing the show notes. Who does that, and do you find it difficult?
I do that, and honestly, no, because I just download the transcript and I put it into an AI and I say, make a catchy description for this, and then edit it to make it sound how I want.
Yep. Oh, nice. I need to start doing that. I like struggle and I sit here like, how do I make it interesting to have people listen to this
no.
thing?
Oh, no. I have AI do it. I download the transcript once I'm done from the app that we record on. And then, yeah, I put it into AI and say, make a description that people will want to listen to, blah blah blah.
And it's come up with some pretty cool stuff.
I mean, I do edit it. You can't 100% rely on AI.
Totally.
So, but it gives me like the
general
structure.
It is pretty impressive what AI can do to help out, like a message or make it sound funny or more.
It made our song, our intro song.
It did.
I mean, I edited the song. I sped up like the tempo and stuff, but the underlying song is from AI.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you guys about what you did for that, because I need to get a song for mine.
All right, hold on. Let me tell Josh.
It was hard. I made probably 75 songs.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
We made a ton of songs and listened to them.
So many.
Even just parts.
And that's just one small part of one song that we made.
Wow. That's impressive.
I mean, not really. We didn't make them. AI made them. I just listened to them.
So I do remember the question I was going to ask you.
Oh, perfect.
So you do include some of your transcripts or your, you know, pieces from your show for social media. How do you grab those, or does Leslie make those for you?
Yeah. So like sometimes I'll grab the description if we've already posted the show and the show notes. Then I'll grab different pieces of that. Otherwise, I'm just coming up with something to say quickly. And then we're using a lot of the same like ads or hashtags, depending on, you know, like at Spotify or whatever. So I also have like a notes for that. So then I just like can copy and paste with my phone.
Very smart.
But yeah, I'll go in and use the show notes. And then if I don't have those, then I'll just like make something up.
For you guys, what is the goal of your podcast? Is it more of a hobby to have fun as, you know, two best friends just having fun? Or is there like, you know, do you have a goal in mind?
I mean, that's definitely how it started off. I mean, Leslie was like, do you want to do this podcast? I'm like, yeah, for sure. And she's like, if nothing else, we're just hanging out and having fun. And it just took all the pressure off. And she was right. We are hanging out and we are having fun. I think it would be nice to eventually like make money and keep going. I think we both really enjoy it. Like we just did a Patreon, like Leslie was saying. But yeah, what do you think?
Link will be in the description.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, honestly, the dream would be to do this and not do my regular job and like make a living off this because it's way more fun and I get to do it with my best friend. But even if not, it's fun. So it's fun to like break down these celebrity lawsuits with Kristen because we'd be texting it about it either way. You
it's
know?
So true.
It's really just what we talk about recorded for other people to listen to.
Yeah. So like eventually it would be really nice to have this be our career. I would love that. I mean, we would have so much fun and we are having fun. But like Leslie was saying, I mean, I was watching like the Johnny Depp trial a couple years ago when that was out. And I was a stay-at-home mom then when we lived in Tennessee with P. So like I had more time to watch it. And I was texting Leslie, like asking her questions all day, every day. Just, is this normal? Is that normal? Why are they doing this? What does that mean? So this is just really like how our friendship works.
Easy transition to make.
Sort of.
From life to podcast. That's,
yeah.
That's really cool.
I mean, we talk about other stuff for sure. We're definitely very involved in each other's lives.
Like, yeah.
It's not all legal stuff, but that is definitely a part of our friendship. But like she was a bridesmaid for my wedding. And, you know, we have matching tattoos when she passed the bar. And so like... We do have a really solid friendship. It's not just legal stuff, but that's definitely a part of it.
Or even if we could just visit each other for free, like
yes,
enough money to like get plane tickets off to visit each other, even that would be fun.
Totally. And we did. We only lived in the same state for like a year and a half, like 17 or 18 years ago. We visited each other once a year, every year up until 2020. And we had plans to see each other April 2020, which we all know how well that went. It didn't. We Zoomed instead. But we've done a really good job at like keeping our friendship going, too.
We've seen each other since 2020.
We have. Yeah, a couple times. Yeah. She's like, come out, surprise me for baby showers. She's met my youngest, my two-year-old. Like,
went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
Which one did you go to?
The one in L.A.
The Eras Tour in L.A.
The Eras
Tour
in L.A.
We saw Channing Tatum.
We were on the floor, and Channing Tatum was 10 feet behind us dancing. Best moment ever.
That's awesome. Next time you guys see each other, would you do an episode in person?
Yeah, I think we would. And I told her, too. I was like, we have to take lots of pictures next time, which I do anyways because I'm, like, always the picture person. It's just a joke in our friendship anyways, but I'm like, we'll have to take more pictures, and I would love to do a couple, even like a couple episodes if we could together and just...
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
And what's been the most challenging part?
For me, just like timing-wise, I think, just finding the time, but I want to make the time because this is like the thing I do for myself, and I love it, so it's worth it, but finding that time can be hard for me.
Yeah, same, and just making like... I am a little bit of a perfectionist, so knowing, okay, that's enough. Like, you've done enough work for this, and you have a 20-page outline. It's time to stop and actually record it.
And we'll have plenty to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what has been the most surprising thing you've learned?
That's
if anything.
That's a good question.
It's surprising to me that this is helping me be a better lawyer because I'm reading so many other lawyers' ways of doing things that I am like picking it out things where I'm like, oh, I like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, I love your commentary. Like, she'll have commentary on the attorneys. She'll be like, no, this guy's an idiot or he's a jerk or this is like an awesome attorney or something. So that commentary is really fun for me. I think I've learned how to research better. I haven't researched since I was in college. Forever ago.
Yeah, you're getting really good at it.
And like I work in you know, HR and benefits and stuff. I'm not like doing legal research all the time. So just research, like generally researching more, I've been better at, aside from just learning how to do a podcast.
If you could start over again, would you do anything differently?
Probably give us a little more time.
Different headphones.
The headphones are a problem.
They really hurt my ears.
Oh, man. I think maybe invest a couple dollars.
Yeah. The headphones.
What were you saying, Kristen?
I was just going to say, like, probably giving us a little more time before we release the first episode. Maybe doing, like, another practice one or something. But I also think that that helped us learn quickly, too. You know, like, because we jumped in so fast, we learned really quick, too.
Yeah. And I would say is maybe have, like, a few episodes, like, in the bank. So that you aren't feeling like that pressure that, oh, if I don't get this one done, then there's none to go. Mm-hmm. So maybe having recorded a few and edited them before we started posting. But
yeah,
I mean, it is what it is.
You live and learn.
We just jumped in.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Now, were there any podcasts that motivated you to do one?
Yeah, the Bravo Docket.
Okay.
And there are two lawyers that talk about Bravo cases, and I liked that. And that was like an idea that I had to talk about celebrity cases, not so focused on Bravo, but more generally celebrity cases. But to do it with a focus on the law instead of like the individual cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Leslie mostly had podcasts. Inspiration. I know she had me listen to Sinisterhood, and I really liked them too, yeah. Because they are like best friends, and their banter was just great.
Yep.
So that inspires me, like just the way that they vibe together.
Okay.
I would say those are the two that I was thinking of the vibe I wanted to go for.
And then also, there's this Instagram page, and they also have a podcast. It's called Big Little Feelings. It's like a parenting one. It's actually great. So obviously, nothing to do with like parenting, but they're best friends too. And the way that they're so different and love and respect each other's differences and make that so public and known, I thought was really cool too.
Well, ladies. I freaking love your podcast. I can't wait to see what you guys have in store in the future. I would love to have you on again in the future, and we could check back in, see how you guys are doing, how it's evolved, especially with the Gossip Corner and that sort of thing. It's been a blast discussing something I'm very passionate about. But before we close, I would like to give each of you the floor to say something before we close. We can start with Kristen.
Oh, gosh, what pressure.
I mean, started with Kristen.
We just said we're not good with the normal talk. No, I'm just kidding. No, thank you for having us on. Honestly, it's been so fun, like, doing this with Leslie, but also having you, Dave, to, like, chat about. And we're, like, starting a podcast at the same time, so that's been really fun. But yeah, come listen to us. We're loving what we do. Hopefully you guys learn something, and we're just having fun. Like, come laugh and learn with us. We're just laughing all the time.
And Leslie?
Yeah, I would say that this is something that we are doing out of fun and passion. And regardless of where it ends up, I am really enjoying it. And this was fun too, this interview. So thank you for inviting me.
This was fun.
Oh, my pleasure. It was so much fun. And yeah, I mean, I laughed a lot today. I mean, I do normally anyways, but man, you could tell you guys are good friends because you guys feed off each other, and it's been great.
Yeah, it was interesting actually doing it, not seeing her on video this time, but I can still sort of like hear her voice enough to know, which is just, I don't know. It's fun to like think that I have such a good friend so far away and we don't see each other that much and we just know each other so well.
And I will say, this one was very interesting for me when I started talking, when Leslie first jumped on the phone. It's like, oh, this is a celebrity I'm talking to. I've never met this person. Totally. I've only heard her voice on Spotify.
On the podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
So definitely a unique experience. So yes, again, thank you so much, ladies. Oh my God, that was so much fun. Thanks again to Kristen and Leslie for sharing their podcast journey so far. If you liked their discussion with me today, you will definitely like their podcast, Gavel and Gossip. I've linked their social media and Patreon in the show notes. Please go check them out wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, if you like the show, please hit the subscribe button, and would love for you to leave a rating. Until next time, bye everyone.